Hello, Sam.
Hi, Sam. It's Nadine. I'm so sorry, Mr. Calls.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay. Yep. Is he there with you?
I already got that all taken care of, and I emailed you a link to my Facebook page.
One second. Did you send it to the Ann Medina?
So I replied to the one that says, "Hello, Samuel. Welcome to Legal Splash. We are passionate about putting your business on the first page of major search engines and getting you leads." Is that a good one to reply to?
Can you send it? Let me do this.
Yeah, I can send wherever you like.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to send it to your sales one, and I'm going to say reply with link here. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I'll put Facebook link in subject. Okay, give it a second. Did the email come through yet?
I don't see it yet. Let me do this. Nope, not yet.
Okay, you might. Did you refresh it, right? I would say give it a couple.
I did, yes.
Okay.
Nope, still not.
Let me see.
Should I just email it to a certain email?
Yeah. I'm going to give you my email. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to be N, like Nancy, Medina.
Nope. All right.
It's okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. N.
N like Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
M as in Mary. E as in Edward.
E.
E as in David. Uh-huh.
E.
I. N as in Nancy.
N.
E as in Edward. Or, I mean, I'm sorry, A as in Apple. I'm filling my
letter.
So
okay.
It's N.
Medina.
Yeah, N like for Nadine, and then Medina. M-E-D-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to put at.
At.
Local. L-O.
L-O-C-A-L.
Uh-huh. Splash.
Local.
Like, you know, a splash of water.
S-P-L-A-S-H. Okay.
.com.
.com. Okay, and Medina Local Splash .com. There it is. Okay. Touch files. Desktop. Facebook account. Send.
and we'll
get Okay, should be sending now.
Okay. We'll give it a second. It's so funny because I'll send something to someone and, like, from my phone, I had a friend I was sending to her AOL, and it wasn't going through, and it wasn't going through. And she's like, I'm not getting it. She's in a panic. I'm like, okay, it's fine. What I need you to do, what ended up happening was, is that she had, I guess there was something going on with AT&T, which is connected to the AOL, and it was like, yeah, it was a big old mess.
So, okay.
Yeah, she wasn't getting anything. She was just like, oh, my gosh. She was just like, oh, my gosh, beside herself. Okay, I think I just got it. Hold on.
Yeah, I just refreshed it, and it still didn't come through from you. I'm not sure why. Why it's all that.
Okay.
What did you send it to?
I sent it to the sales, but I did get something from you. I'm just trying to open the text. Let me go here.
Okay.
Okay, I think I got it. Give me 1 second. Let me just copy-paste. Let's go here. Oh, there it is. Got it. Okay, perfect.
Okay, good.
Okay, awesome. All right, now the next thing. Okay, can you find the receipt? Do you remember where to look for it?
Yes.
Okay.
And
pull that
click
up.
Here, click on that.
Yes.
Okay.
And did it open up a page saying local / terms of experience?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I need you to look where it says mobile phone. Now, remember, I know no text messages. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have it notated on your account. We call you or we can email. No text.
Okay.
However, the system's not going to let me bypass that, but I have it in all the priority notes on your account. So,
gotcha.
You see where it says mobile phone?
Yep, 717-844-4790. That is correct.
Just click on the box that says I agree to receive text messages. The team already knows no text, only calls or email. And I've notated in there, it's not going to be anywhere, like, for our back office on the account. They're aware that you're part of the Amish community is what we call it. So that's why there's no text messages. They're very well aware. We work with a lot of Amish as well. So, you know, we have in the past. So there's no worries. Click on that little box. The other box, you're going to click on it because you're saying that you're agreeing to receive text messages or, I'm sorry, not that one. The one that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder. So you have to click in both those boxes. The other second box is because you're saying, really, Sam, that it's your name on the card that you provided.
Gotcha.
For the payment.
Yep.
Okay. Now, at the bottom, it's going to tell you sign. What you're going to do in that box, you're going to click in it, and you're going to type your name as it reads there. You're just going to put Samuel F and then your last name. No period after the F because this system – is super sensitive. It won't even recognize it. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, when you do that, there's a box that'll say confirm your signature. And when you do that, let me know.
Okay, Samuel F. Butler, confirm signature. Click on that.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, it should have opened a page that's asking you to put a username and a password.
Okay. It's actually a different page and that one's blocked, so I need to unlock that. Okay.
Go. I would say this. Can you go back?
Yep.
Can you go back?
Yes. Okay.
If you click on the back button, is it taking you? Oh, I know where you need to go. Do me a favor. Do you remember the email that said customer service, phone number, login credentials?
Yes.
Go to that one. Go to that email now.
Okay. find that one.
That one was sent to you in the morning. Probably it would be like 10:42 your time when it was sent.
Okay. Not that one.
I have an iPhone, and I always get the latest news. Why America's Christmas tree is in trouble. Oh, jeez. You get all these things. Do you want me to resend it to you, hon?
Let me just see here. Here's one. What was it on there again?
It said customer service, phone number, login credentials.
Yeah, I'm not finding it for some reason.
Okay. It was from yesterday. Let me resend it to you. Let me do this because it's going to have a hyperlink in there. Let me send it to sales@noblelandscapes. Customer service.
Oh, here it is. Customer service phone number. Login credentials. Yep, here it is.
Okay. So when you open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the what's in blue? It says HTTPS. It's got the MyLegalSplash.com. Yeah. Try to click on that.
Click on that.
Let me know if it opens up for you.
Invalid host name.
Okay. He probably needs to unblock it maybe. Let me see. I'm going to open it on my end. Yep, it's giving me invalid too. Stand by. Let me do this. MyLegalSplash.com. Okay. Let me see if it does it like this. No, that's not what I want. Hold on. I wonder why it's giving you the invalid. What the heck?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird because it shouldn't give you that invalid. It should be
HTTP error 400, the request host name is invalid.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be invalid. That means I copied something wrong. Let me see if I could do it this way. Let me go here. I'm just copying something, see if it lets me in on that one. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to reply to this one. I'm going to send it to you as a hyperlink. Insert link. See if that works. Okay. I just replied to the email that you're currently on right now.
Okay.
And that one should work. Because it worked for me, so it should work for you. It was probably something that I copied wrong.
Let me refresh that again here.
Yeah.
Still not coming through yet. Still not coming through.
Did you click back into that email?
Let me do that right now. Yes. Yeah, I'm still not seeing anything.
Interesting. I wonder if there's like a delay, because it should have already gone to you. It doesn't show on my end that it didn't.
That's on the customer service phone number, login, credentials, email, correct?
Right. Scroll to the bottom, because
mm-hmm.
what I did is I replied to that same email I sent you. I replied to it
mm-hmm.
putting the hyperlink again, just by itself.
Is it .avg.com?
It should say https, the two dots, two
mm-hmm.
forward slashes, mi.localsplash.com.
Hmm.
So what I did is I replied to that email.
Right,
let me
right.
do this. You know how you emailed me earlier?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reply to that email and see if, because it's so weird, because I got your email, but the only way that I found it was because I typed in your email in my search bar to search for your emails, which is really weird. Yeah. Let me
check all mail.
Yeah, because you're sending it to me from your email. Okay, let me do this. I'm going to reply. You know the email that you sent me with the Facebook link?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reply right now to that email with the link. See if it comes through to you.
Okay.
All I did was reply right to that email.
Well, well. That is really weird. I'm not showing anything.
It's so weird because I got your emails, but for some reason you're not getting mine.
Yeah, the first one that you sent before I sent you one then still didn't come through, so...
Type this into the search bar.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing still.
Okay, here's what I want you to type into the search bar.
Go ahead.
You're going to type HTTPS.
Yep.
And you're going to put the colon, not the semicolon, the one with the two dots. You know which one that one is?
Yes.
Okay, put the colon.
I can find it now. There it is. Two forward slashes.
Two forward slashes after that. And then it's
okay.
going to be my dot
mm-hmm.
localsplash.com.
My.localsplash.com. Okay. All results. Okay.
Did it open up anything for you?
Yeah, I mean, just what I had. Yeah, just what I had.
It's still giving you the invalid?
I didn't, it didn't send, it's only, so I searched that, mylegalsplash.com, the only thing that's showing is the emails that were sent prior to that. That I already had.
What the heck? How come you're not getting the emails? That's so weird.
That is weird. Okay, should I try again to go on like I did the first time?
Yeah, try that.
Okay.
And you've refreshed, you went completely out of, you checked promotional, you checked spam and junk mail?
I had, Let me check again. Yeah, there's nothing in spam. Okay.
And I know you haven't received, I mean, I know it's been sent, but I know when you open it and read it, because it'll send me a read receipt.
Gotcha.
That's how I can make sure that the emails are being received. And I don't even, it doesn't even show that you've even been able to, like even open it.
Yeah, I haven't. Okay, so should I go back to the receipt one and try and just redo everything?
I know, try that and just see if it does something.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Click here. The link you're trying to access has expired.
Expired. Okay. I'm going to do this, Sam, because I'm going to have the tech team look at it because it might be something on my end. So I know my tech is going to still walk you through, and I'm going to notate, please make sure that we walk him through to log into his client dashboard. Because if you've unblocked, like if you had your guy unblock the local splash, you should be able to log into that dashboard.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I feel like my link is broken, and for some reason you're not getting my emails.
Gotcha.
What's your other email?
It is Samuel. So you have the sales at NobleLandscapesLLC.com, correct?
Yes.
S-A-L-E-S. I'm just, should I spell that out? Make sure you, I mean, you've been emailing me, I guess, and they came through, so you have the right one.
I have the sales.
Yeah, sales at NobleLandscapesLLC.com. I'll give you my other one.
Okay.
It's Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, Beiler, is B-E-I-L-E-R, 98, at gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to do this because I'm going to do a test. I'm just putting test in the subject. Or let me do this. I'm going to put link for dashboard. See if it just arrives to you. Because then if that's the case, you might want to, because your guy that did your website, right, he's the one that unblocks things for you, correct?
He didn't actually set up my website.
Oh, he didn't? Or, well, no. Who's the one that unblocks stuff for you?
It's Elite Tech Support.
Okay.
So he just handles all this, like my laptop, the computer.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking, I wonder if it's because, but yeah, it shouldn't even be that. But it's okay. We're going to try this. Let's see if this does the trick. I want to copy that. I'm going to go to this one now. Open here. All right, Lord, make it happen.
Let it come through, right?
Yeah. It's so funny. My friend and I, we have this thing where my cousin and I, in fact, a few months back, she's like, release our harvest, Lord, we're ready. I told her, you know, sometimes he doesn't because maybe we still need to be prepared. Maybe there's something going
right.
on. Maybe we need to check our heart, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we had service last night and, it was an awesome service. I felt like, you know, it was, they talked about being engaged with him, right? You know, sometimes we like to engage in conversations and there's other conversations that we don't because we might hear something that we don't really want to hear, right? It's like when you tell your kids, take out the trash and they don't really want to engage with you. Okay, beautiful. Click on it. Let's see if it opens up for you.
Well. my.localsplash.com. HTTPS, my.localsplash.com, right? Now click on there.
Uh-huh. And what does it do?
So my system is still blocking that for some reason. It looks as if it's a whole different website, id.localsplash.com.
Okay, yes. Okay, so that's probably why. So because this one, so let me explain. This is your client dashboard. This is how you see what phone calls you're receiving, your keywords, your profiles. So probably because this is a different platform for your client dashboard than from the receipt that you had assigned, you're going to need him to unblock that. This is where you're going to put your username, is your phone number, your password that I provided for you where it says the customer service phone number, login credentials. So have him unblock that because this is where you go in and see, okay, I came up 1,000 times in the search results, right, on Google.
Gotcha.
Or you're going to see, oh, I got like 20 phone calls, and it'll even show the phone numbers that called you. Okay?
Gotcha.
So that's why I want you to be able to track that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we figured it out.
Yep. So, and then that'll be it. That's
it,
the last thing.
Yeah, and
okay.
So your client interview, now, because we're going to start getting you verified through Google, right? Now, at one point, you might have to use, because you have a worker, right, that has, like, a smartphone, correct? Okay.
Yes.
So there might be a point that you might have to use their phone to do the video. In the meantime, this is what I want you to do. There's a list that you should have received of, and let me pull it up here. There's one more list. It's what we call your photos needed to get Google verified. Let me see. You should have received, let me resend it to you.
Yeah, it says to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information.
Perfect.
Tools, equipment, work vehicle,
just
business license, business card.
You're going to email them. And I'm going to tell you, I prefer that you email them only because those photos are going to have better quality, okay, than if you were using his phone to text them, okay?
Gotcha.
Some of these items you're not going to have. Some of them you will, right? Send us just pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us pictures. Are you licensed and insured? Or are you in the process of all that? Oh, you are. Okay, perfect. Send us pictures of those. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay? So, again, if you don't have them, don't worry about it.
Gotcha. So, if I just go through this list here, I'll just send a couple pictures of equipment. I'll send a picture of the truck and the license plate. And on the side of the truck is the DOT number and the PA contractor license number.
Perfect.
And
that's
I'll send
good.
A picture. Do I need to send insurance information?
Just send the picture of, like, your general liability insurance. If you have that for the business, send a photo of it. If you don't,
okay,
don't worry about it.
And a business card. What about business registration?
If you have that, send a picture of it. Hey, if you got all that stuff, send it. Now listen, none of this stuff at all is going to show on Google. It's just for our back office because Google requires these things to get you verified faster. But again, some of those items you might not even have. And that's okay.
Gotcha.
Just send us what you can. All righty?
Okay. All right, I will do that.
I'm super excited for you. Okay, so listen, at between 6 and 7, we're going to call you. We'll be calling you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure you're just answering all the calls within the hour. And then if I'm not on a call, actually, I want to try to – I'm going to do my best to not be on a call or in a meeting to do the introduction with the technician, okay? So I will be the one to call you if – God forbid, for some reason, if I'm not available at that moment when they're going to call you directly. But I'm going to make sure that I'm available because I really want to do the introduction. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we will talk to you again shortly.
Sounds good. Thank you, Nadine.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you in a bit. All right, Sam. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.